Newsroom, top story at the top of the hour. Hollywood now offering recommendations for solving the California drought.
Meteorite storm. Daddy, beam us up.
Captain Kirk, a.k.a. William Shatner, launching a $30 billion Kickstarter campaign to build a pipeline to carry water from Washington along Interstate 5 to one of our lakes, probably Shasta or Oroville. The San Francisco Chronicle calling the 800-mile pipeline pure fantasy, but the paper says Captain Kirk should be commended for drawing attention to the drought. Orange is the new black, gold the new blue, and brown now the new green. KGO 810's Rob Artigo explains what that has to do with your lawn.
The signs will start popping up all over the city. You may have already seen some. About 2,000 have been printed by the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission.
Brown is the new green campaign.
Francesca Vitor is the vice president of the commission.
By putting one of these signs on their lawn if they have one, or on their little green patch if they have one, and to go green. Go brown.
Call it team spirit when it comes to water saving.
We've gone past that 10% voluntary reduction, but we need to do more.
Of course, there is an element of green shaming involved here. A green lawn is a watered lawn and therefore not in keeping with the spirit of peer pressure-oriented conservation.
And speaking of green, about 12 hours from now, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom will convene his first panel of experts on legalizing marijuana. In a letter sent out today, Newsom writes, "As a parent and as your lieutenant governor, I'm resolute that if marijuana is legalized, it has to be done right. So I'm chairing an expert panel of legal experts, law enforcement, and scientists to ask tough questions. That forum's set for 10:30 tomorrow morning on the UCLA campus. Meanwhile, a group of marijuana advocates wants some say-so when that ballot initiative comes to when it comes to writing that measure headed for the November 2016 ballot. KGO 810's Katie Lever has that story.
After the attorney general looks at the law, there'll be a 30-day community input process, and then signatures will be collected.
This is a good step forward to bring the community together.
Who's pushing you back?
Police officers unions, the prison guards unions, the League of Cities, various forms of legislators that are trying to get their own model through, and we just want to continue to work with all of them.
The group may then tweak the law a bit and refile before the 2016 ballot.
And efforts to regulate medical marijuana making progress at the state capitol. A bill passed a vote of the Senate Business and Professions Committee today that would create environmental regulations for growers, clarify taxation, and product testing. The bill authored by North Coast State Senator Mike McGuire. Well, a Hayward man is the latest to breach security at the White House. Jerome Hunt accused of climbing over a fence on the south side of the first family's home. Today, Press Secretary Josh Earnest talked about security.
The concern that everybody has, including the Secret Service, is making sure that those security precautions are balanced against the priority of protecting public access to the White House.
Hunt was immediately arrested. He is charged with unlawful entry, which, believe it or not, is a minor misdemeanor offense. What's old is new again. Kraft's macaroni and cheese getting a facelift, and we're not talking about the box.
This is the last year in which the original version of the popular kids' food will contain artificial preservatives or synthetic colors. Kraft says starting next January, its macaroni and cheese will be colored using paprika, annatto, and turmeric. It's part of a growing trend away from processed foods that large food companies are trying to follow. The company said its other mac and cheese brands will also have no artificial flavors, preservatives, or synthetic colors later next year.
That is correspondent John Stolness. Well, it took 27 years, but Ringo Starr is finally in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ringo inducted over the weekend as a solo artist by ex-Beatles bandmate Sir Paul McCartney. Until his solo career, Ringo Starr was probably better known as the steady drummer with the great name who took a back seat to Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and George Harrison. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the fives. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K.
Pick
is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In Dublin, eastbound 580 before Foothill Road, you got a vehicle fire. The car itself is on the right shoulder. Looks like the fire department has the slow lane blocked while they get this put out. You got minor slowdowns back to about Schaefer Ranch Road. San Rafael, eastbound 580. Construction is still causing some fairly heavy traffic between Main Street and Midspan. Cupertino, southbound 280 before 85. Please watch out for a stalled vehicle in the road there. I got no lane details on that one yet. And up near Livermore, 580 westbound at Grantline Road. Just something to watch out for. A very large, loose traffic sign. The wind is blowing it around pretty bad, and it seems to be, they say, on the verge of ripping off the pole. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's are up on the Angels, 5-3, bottom of five. Giants off tonight, and the Golden State Warriors in the midst of a huge comeback now lead the New Orleans Pelicans 61-55 with just over 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. A thicker marine layer is going to drive down temperatures over the next couple of days. Upper 40s, low 50s in the morning. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandy Patel, Francis Ding Lawson.
With temperatures in the upper 50s, around the bay we'll start to see some sunshine in the afternoon, and inland will be warmer and sunny. Now this area of low pressure will bring unsettled weather, just a chance of drizzle, mainly during Tuesday morning.
Right now around the Bay Area, partly cloudy skies and 56 degrees in Concord, 56 in Napa, 55 in Santa Rosa, 55 Oakland, 57 in San Jose, and 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yeah, it's time for the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, or go to the App Store and download the KGO app today. We go everywhere with you. Hey, John Lobertini, so, yeah, it was about time. It took a long time for Ringo to get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, good God. Yeah.
And I'd forgotten how good he was as a solo artist, too.
Yeah, well, they never gave him that much credit, right?
California's a big state, and with best-in-class 29 miles...
I'm not doing that.
What was
I don't
that?
Know what, I don't know what that came...
I think that was me.
That was a mysterious computer. Oh, you know what it is? If you keep a tab open on something, then it plays.
That'll get... No,
I think that's a Dodge commercial, if I remember right.
That's not Ringo Starr.
No, that's not Ringo Starr, no.
He was supposed to... be here in San Francisco, a month ago? And then he got a little ill, so I'll see him when he comes back in October.
Well, let's have some fun with this. So speaking of Ringo Starr, you know, during the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame introduction and the whole ceremony, the induction, Paul McCartney says it's an honor to induce Ringo Starr.
It's a great honor to be able to induce him. Oh, induct, yeah. Okay. Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here in Cleveland tonight, Mr. Ringo Starr!
I also love that I got lucky that it's actually in Cleveland.
Well, that's nice. Most people wonder why. Okay, but here's the fun part. After Ringo was inducted, he offered some advice to all musicians.
When you're in the band, you fart, own it.
When you're in the band, if you fart, own it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe he said that.
He's old. They don't care anymore.
I know. I know. It just reminds me of my SO from last week. Remember I told you the little farting story?
Oh, gosh. Stop.
Yes. I'm supposed to leave the house when that happens.
Ugh.
Yeah. Or stick my bum out the back door. I'm not sure which one it is. But see, I lied. I didn't own it. I said that was the dog.
And then you were in real trouble.
Then I got in real trouble.
Okay. She said, whatever you've been eating, stop eating it, right?
No, she was pissed because I lied. Said it was the dog. I said, okay, it was me. She goes, well, don't do it again. Okay, got you loud and clear. Where's the wine, please? So anyway, a little help from my friends.
Yeah, I get high.
Hey, John, go ahead and join me for this story. So one of the things about the marijuana business, and this will come up with Lieutenant Governor Newsom, who's having his committee get together to discuss putting recreational marijuana on the ballot for 2016, right?
So right.
That's tomorrow.
Now, and you can join, by the way. They're doing this digital, so just log on and you can weigh in, safeandsmartpolicy.org.
Well, can you tweet that out at Generation Drex?
I sure will. It's Generation 10:30 Drex. Tomorrow morning, so just get up in time to make it to the meeting. On your computer in your house.
That's when I wake up, so that would be a good time for me to tune in. All right, we'll tweet it.
You can do it in your bunny slippers.
So, okay, good. That's nice. So, here's one of the things that they're working on. Banks. Did you know that the banking thing is one of the biggest issues? Yeah, there's taxation. Yeah, how do we detect if someone is under the influence when they're driving? What is the age going to be? This, that, and the other. But one of the biggest problems is the banking industry.
I know.
Yeah. What do they do with the cash?
Well, you know, the deal is that the banking industry is regulated by the federal government.
That's
right. Since the federal government considers marijuana illegal, then the banks run the risk of getting themselves in a lot of trouble. In fact, there are plenty of owners of marijuana dispensaries who have other businesses and funnel the money through those accounts.
Well, that's money laundering.
Yeah, exactly. There are some credit unions in California that are in a position to more easily handle that stuff. But yeah, that's a problem. It's a big problem.
Guess what banks like? Banks like lots of money. So it turns out they're starting to come around on this. Historically, banks have been mostly unwilling to work with state legal marijuana businesses for the fear of being implicated as money launderers. Marijuana-related businesses are often forced into cash-only transactions, putting the retailer's safety at risk and creating complications around taxes and employee payroll, probably much like what is going on in the South Bay in San Jose. Where, you know, the mayor says either you pay the taxes or you're getting the hell out of here.
Well, you know what? But they're paying the taxes. I don't know what the mayor down there is talking about. Those guys, I know people who run marijuana dispensaries, and I've had intimate conversations with them about what they pay in taxes. And they say, we pay more because we don't want some politician wagging their finger at us saying you're not doing enough.
Okay, so get this, and you won't be surprised to hear this. Some U.S. banks are now opening their doors to marijuana-related businesses across the nation, but they remain wary, and many of them are continuing to, you know, shutter marijuana business accounts. However, they're thinking about it because, hey, just like I said 2 minutes ago, they like a lot of money, and there's a lot of money floating around.
Well, yeah, there is, but I promise you they're going to be treading lightly because the federal government and President Obama about a year ago had made some noise about, you know, relaxing the regulations in the banking industry to allow this. But I'm not sure that, you know, all the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted and that actually happened.
Oh, my God.
It needs to happen.
It makes my head want to explode. it makes me want to go 420. I mean, good God. It's more hypocrisy from the federal government. Stay out of our business. I mean, the banks are afraid to lose their charters. I get that. But, you know, once again, it's like, well, the DOJ, I don't know. Let's just wait till the next administration comes in and let them deal with it. It just seems ridiculous. So where does all this money go?
Where does it go?
In giant safes somewhere? Or they put it underground?
You know, I've been told that here in California that credit unions are handling a lot of this money, and I think a good bit of it. Yeah, it is a bank, but it doesn't have to follow
the same
restrictions. They don't have to follow federal law in the same way that banks have to follow it. So there is some latitude there. And then I think a lot of what is happening is what I told you a minute ago, that the money is being put into the bank, you know, among the receipts of, you know, perhaps someone else's business.
Well, okay, so the lieutenant governor tomorrow, when he, this should be one of the things that should be addressed. What are you going to do with the money? Because, you know, as Lieutenant Governor Newsom has already pointed out, we are the biggest. And it's not even legal here yet, but we have billions coming in. We are the biggest marijuana state in the United States. We are bringing in and fooling around with the most money, legally and illegally. So somebody's got to do something. Something's got to give.
Well, and that's why he's convening this panel. In
right.
fact, I think there was legislation introduced today at the state capitol that regulates what is, in fact, intoxication. What is
yep.
marijuana intoxication? Because that's one of the great wild cards here.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, the people that were collecting signatures during 2012 and 13 to get this on the 2014 ballot had no clue how that was going to happen. I asked them point blank, and I think I told you this last week.
Yeah.
How are you guys going to, is there any money in here to cover, you know, intoxication? How are you going to determine that? Oh, we're going to let the government and the police, you know, the experts deal with it at taxpayer expense. So, you know, the fact that Gavin Newsom is heading this panel is really good for marijuana advocates because he wants it to happen, but they want it to happen the right way. And he's a good guy to be leading this charge.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great plan.
Well, and for sure. So just another thing that, to see what comes out about this tomorrow. And we'll be discussing. All right. Thank you very much, John. We'll be checking back in with you in about 15 minutes in the KGO News Center.
You betcha.
You are not the father.
Oh, part of Americana.
What?
You are not the father.
You are not the father.
Oh, Maury Povich.
You are the father.
Wait, I am or I'm not?
Well, depends what day it is. Maury Povich reveals the most shocking thing that's ever happened on Maury next on the Drex Radio Show in KGOA 10.
Spring is in the air. Unfortunately, so is the pollen. Your air ducts are spitting out last year's dust and pollen. No wonder you're starting to sneeze. Thank goodness for Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and grout cleaners. We recently had the Zero Res technicians clean three of our carpeted rooms. They weren't just prompt, they were early. And stains that had been in our family room from years of bending the rules and allowing meals by the TV are gone. We're not embarrassed to have the neighbors over anymore. Call now to take advantage of an amazing deal. $39 a room if you clean three rooms. Plus, get a 20-foot hallway cleaned for free, but only for the first 10 callers. Restrictions apply. Commercial customers get free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. If your allergies are kicking in, you should know an air duct cleaning by Zero Res is surprisingly inexpensive and may even be less than the allergy medicine you're buying. Call Zero Res at 877-321-0739 to jump on this deal for the first 10 callers or go to ZeroBayArea.com.
It's the Fast 15 at Cache Creek. Now through May 25th. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., someone will win a brand new car. One lucky winner every Saturday and Sunday will drive away in a fast and fun brand new Dodge Dart. Plus, three lucky winners at each drawing will walk away with $1,500 in cash. Don't forget, on Memorial Day, May 25th, we will be giving away another Dodge Dart. That's a total of 15 Dodge Darts guaranteed. Move fast to Cash Creek and get your free daily drawing entry. Plus, you can play more to earn more entries. 15 cars, $1,500. The Fast 15, only at Cash Creek. Play here. Play the best. Visit CashCreek.com for details.
Wendy's presents Reactions.
Wendy's new ghost pepper fries are packed with so much flavorful heat, they are bound to generate all kinds of reactions. Like the Southern Gent.
Hoo-wee! I say, that is delicious.
The California Chiller.
Ghost pepper sauce. Dude!
Even the Minnesota Melter.
Fresh jalapenos. Those are tasty, don't you know?
Wendy's ghost pepper fries for just $1.99. Natural cut fries topped with melty cheese, fresh jalapenos, and ghost pepper sauce.
Now that's better.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double-pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 37s and a 1234. License 245291.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Night Late Show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Well, unfortunately, we lost R&B singer Johnny Kemp. He died this past Thursday at the age of 55. That's way too young. Yeah. No word as of cause of death, but he was on vacation in Jamaica when he passed. His body was reportedly found floating around the beach in Montego Bay. Yeah, he had been on a cruise ship. That's all we know.
Well, I wouldn't mind going that way. Just saying.
In Montego Bay?
Yeah. Die happy.
Here, I just want to say one thing about Jamaica. If you ever go down there in the cruise boat, do yourself a favor and do not go to Dunn River Falls.
Okay.
Don't make that mistake.
Alligators or what?
No, because it's nasty and it takes a long time to get up there. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not dissing Jamaica. It's a beautiful place. But the problem is it's like vendor hell. And it's set up that way to capture all the tourists. There's no easy way down. You have to go through this maze. It's like a corn. You know, like at Halloween where you try to find your way out of the maze. That's what it's like to get down from Dunn River Falls back to the cruise ship. And they're all vendors and they're all pulling, prodding at you, trying to sell you something. And there's no way you're getting out of there without it. It drove me nuts. I thought, okay, well, that'll be the last time I ever go up there, and that's nice.
Sorry. Last time I ever ask you about Jamaica.
Well, Jamaica itself. Come on, Mon. It's Jamaica. Talk about 420. Yeah. But nonetheless, I mean, it was kind of weird. But nonetheless, it's time to get to Maury. Yeah.
The most surprising episode ever, according to Maury? Yes. Right? Okay.
And everything seems a little strange with Maury. Hold on a second here.
Is he going to retire soon, too? Like Letterman
and everybody? I think
he is.
You know, and it's not... He's still married to Connie Chung, right?
Yeah, go enjoy your twilight years, man.
Right. Especially when you think about if he died of natural causes, Johnny Kemp, 55. Once again, a little reminder. Yes, the blink of an eye.
Probably
okay.
Not.
Okay, Maury.
You are not the fire.
Maury Povich did a Ask Me Anything chat on Reddit. And someone asked him, what was the craziest thing to happen on his show? What that was. And obviously, it had something to do with paternity.
Man.
He said, quote, a woman accused a guy of being the father of her twins. And when I opened the envelope, I don't know the answers before anybody else does, by the way. He was the father of one of the twins, but not the other.
Is freaky.
And so they were fraternal twins. And science says that's a 1 million to 1 shot that there could be two fathers of twins.
Wow.
And because it's Maury.
You are not the father.
But you are. It happened.
Of that one.
No. It happened twice to him.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
Sure?
He said, that's the most surprised I ever was. It was bad enough when it happened once. Then it happened again. I was like, holy hell.
Well, and again, this is something that's rare in the general population. And now we've narrowed it down to the sort of trashy people who'd actually go on his show.
Yeah, it
which makes
twice.
It even more oddball occurrence.
Lightning does strike more than
once.
Wow. Yes, sometimes at the same place, same time. Okay. He also recognized his catchphrase, like, you are not the father, or you are the father. And it's almost become, I think, and this is true, part of Americana. I mean, really. He said, quote, it was never written.
It's not my America.
Yeah. It was never enunciated to me. It's just the way I responded. I mean, I guess it's like Donald Trump saying you're fired or whatever signature lines from
you
somebody else.
Not
it
the
just becomes
father.
Part of my demeanor, and it's become part of who I am and what my obituary will be.
You are not the father.
You are the father. You are the
I'm
father.
I'm picturing little Luke Skywalker on the set, and Darth Vader's there, and it's like, you are the father.
I just love this story. I mean, do you want to hear Ben Affleck? What is he doing?
Now what?
Yeah, he's going to find himself in hot water for this. So this is weird.
Oh, that.
Yeah. So, well,
no one cares.
No, I don't think. But he's the one that made it silly.
Made it into a big deal.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes. I mean, it's one of those things because she could have just said nothing and nothing would have happened.
Yeah.
So Ben Affleck was featured on the PBS show Finding Your Roots last October, but he wasn't happy with one of the roots that they found. So the show discovered that one of Ben's ancestors was a slave owner, and he asked them to keep that off the broadcast. This just came to light in some newly released hacked Sony emails between the show's host and a Sony executive who said it could look bad for them if they got caught leaving it out. But they also didn't seem to think it was such a big deal, noting that several people they've done shows on had ancestors, who owned slaves, including Anderson Cooper and PBS Hall of Famer Ken Burns.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The thing is, they did end up ignoring that particular ancestor. But now they're saying it was only because they wanted to focus on more interesting parts of Ben's family story. Please, really. The show highlighted Ben's mother, who was a freedom rider during the civil rights moment, and a great grandfather who was into the occult. But come on, I mean, you know,
if his grandmother, did you say great grandmother, was a freedom rider, that kind of balances out the other person, doesn't it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, it was Ben's mother was a freedom rider during the civil rights movement, and great grandfather was into the occult. And there's good Matt Hunting, and then there's that. And then there's more of the late night.
You are not the father.
Late show wrap up. Let's talk about the silliness that Rob Lowe and Shia LaBeouf getting into it. LaBeouf.
Oh, now what?
LaBuffoon is what I'm saying. Yeah, don't go away. We'll make more of the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time, and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Coming up on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show, the worst types of kids on an airplane flight. Yes. And, yeah, more insanity on the way. Plus, we're going to chit-chat with John Lobertini. Right now, let's check in with him in the KGO newsroom.
Well, you know, Drex, I thought a lot about this next story, and this is how I think we get into it. Honey, don't leave the kids in the car while the car is running.
Absolutely a learning experience. We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect.
A Fairfield mother cutting her husband a lot of slack after the family car was stolen with their 8-year-old son inside asleep. KGO 810's Kim McAllister on how it all worked out.
Around 4:45 a.m., a father was packing the kids up in the car for his wife so that she could drive them to school. Fairfield Police Officer Catherine McCormick.
The best that we can hope for in a situation like this is to be able to reunite, which we were luckily able to do this morning, thanks to one of our residents in the area who happened to see the news or see the Amber Alert.
The boy's mother, Suzanne Guzman, says this is a frightening experience.
I went inside and I'm like, Paul, the car's not there.
Just after 8 this morning, she got her boy back.
Amazing. I was just completely overjoyed with goosebumps, and I just wanted to squeeze him. I probably hurt him a little bit.
The car was abandoned, the suspect still at large. Well, the Warriors and the Pelicans are embroiled in a tight Game 2 NBA playoff game tonight.
Down the lane to the rim, right-hand floater. Good, and a foul! Steph Curry with a dribble drive.
You hear that crowd reaction? Well, New Orleans coach Monty Williams says the raucous crowd at Oracle on Saturday was so loud it affected his team. In fact, the coach hinted the decibel level may have violated...
Well, there's actually not a
base. Might have violated league rules. Fans showed up in Oakland tonight ready to again make life hard on the visiting team.
We going to win it in 4?
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of Saturday's game?
I think we were toying with them too much.
Well, Game 2 of the NBA playoffs, a back-and-forth affair so far. W's erased a huge deficit in the first quarter, but the teams are now tied at 71 at the start of the fourth quarter. In Rhode Island, it took some planning and some muscle to move a 1,000-pound man from one care facility to another. Here's correspondent Mark Chase.
Robert Butler has been at a Providence nursing home for several years, but when the facility went into receivership, Butler had to be moved, which happened on Sunday following a lot of preparation. Firefighters had to cut a wide opening to Butler's room to get him out. He was then hoisted up a special ramp to the roof where he was loaded into a large metal container. A crane then lowered him 4 stories to a flatbed truck. He was taken to a hospital in nearby Cranston.
A Hayward man is the latest to breach security at the White House. Jerome Hunt is accused of climbing over a fence on the south side of the First Family's home. Today, Press Secretary Josh Earnest talked about security.
The concern that everybody has, including the Secret Service, is making sure that those security precautions are balanced against the priority of protecting public access to the White House.
Hunt was immediately arrested. He is charged with unlawful entry, which, believe it or not, is a minor misdemeanor offense. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe had a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my shoe.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Shoe Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives, and for that, we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I thought we'd start on the Carquinez Bridge. You got a high wind advisory still in effect, and believe me, it's causing some stop-and-go traffic back across the bridge. Westbound direction is fine. San Francisco, northbound 101 is moving a little better, but it's still very heavy from just after Cesar Chavez to the Skyway. But still past the Skyway, you're good to go. No delays. Southbound 101 is quite a bit heavier and still inching along from the Skyway back to Van Ness and past Van Ness back to Market Street. Eastbound on the Skyway, a little better. It's still stop and go, though, from 101 up to Fremont, but no delays across the lower deck. In fact, all the way across the Bay Bridge, it's looking good. San Rafael, eastbound 580, construction is still causing some stop and go traffic from just after Main Street almost out to midspan. I'd say past that, you're clear. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports, the A's lead the Angels 5-3, top of the eighth. Golden State 79, New Orleans 73, 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And a sad note to pass on to you, 49ers great Bob Sinclair died over the weekend. The big offensive tackle was a Hall of Famer. He died at his home in Santa Rosa. St. Clair was 84 years old. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. A thick marine layer is going to drive down temperatures over the next couple of days. Tomorrow morning, you'll wake up to temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Frances Dean Lawson.
It will be cloudy at the coast with temperatures in the upper 50s. Around the bay, we'll start to see some sunshine in the afternoon, and inland will be warmer and sunny. Now, this area of low pressure will bring unsettled weather, just a chance of drizzle, mainly during Tuesday morning.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies and 52 in Walnut Creek, 55 in Santa Rosa, 55 in Oakland, 59 in San Jose, 53 in San Mateo, and 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Stay there, John. First, let's enjoy some Willie.
Your favorite new song.
Yeah, 420. Here we go.
It's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot.
Wait a minute, some of that Willie weed.
All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot.
That's right.
I got $100 bill, friend, you keep your pills, cause it's all the weather pot.
Amen.
That cackle babble head in the box must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. And if it's rained or I'm not, but buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will, they say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot.
With Merle Haggard.
Whether we like it or not, best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're all gonna miss it a lot.
All right, thank you very much.
All the
And the lieutenant governor is convening tomorrow his committee to get together and talk about the legalization of marijuana for recreational use in the Golden State. And we'll let you know how that goes. I'm sure we'll be chit-chatting about it tomorrow night. John Lobertini, exactly. Let's get back to your, you know what? Let's go right back to your first story. What the hell was going on in Fairfield this morning with the kids?
Well, apparently the guy, I forget what dad's name is, but he's mom's leaving with the kids early in the morning. It's like 4:45.
That's my first question. Why are they leaving at 4:45?
You know what? She had to drop the boy off at school in Napa. Maybe she works out there at a winery. Who knows? But dad was getting the car all set up, and he runs back into the house to say, all right, honey, the car's ready. She goes outside, no car. And she runs back inside and says, the car's not there. Where's the car? Where's the car? And inside is Brock, their 8-year-old son.
Oh my God.
And the car disappears. Well, it that's 4:45 in the morning. So they call the police. There's an Amber Alert out. It's a silver 2011 Toyota Corolla. And about 8 a.m., the car is spotted in Fairfield. And cops show up. The boy's inside. And it's a happy ending. The bad guy, though, is nowhere to be found. But, you know, that's the long and the short of it. But it was funny because there were a lot of women out there interviewing mom afterwards. And our Kim McAllister said, so what did you, are you mad at him? And she, and Kim, the mother of two, says, are you mad at him? And she, you know, and I love this woman. She's like, no, everybody makes a mistake. None of us are perfect.
Yes, I heard all that.
But that's what she said. What do you think the real conversation went like?
No sex for 3 months.
Oh.
I don't know.
But not only that, I think the negativity and the ugliness on social media is just amazing. You know, there was a happy ending. It was a little bit of a mistake. Not much. I mean, the kids, something horrible happened, but nothing horrible happened, thank God.
Yeah, and if the outcome is good, then just put it behind you and get on with your life and don't carp about it.
Yeah,
well, right? I mean,
they clearly felt comfortable enough in the neighborhood they were living in that, you know, they could leave the car in the driveway running for, you know, 30 seconds or a minute. And, you know, obviously this is a lesson for a lot of reasons, but, you know, I mean, I would have done the same thing and probably did, you know, start the car, leave the kids in there, run inside, get something, run back out.
Well, again, back to what I said. I wouldn't be taking the kids to school. Is it really a 2 or 3 hour drive to get them to school?
Well, Fairfield to Napa, I don't know. What do you think, Heather? That time of day, about an hour?
Oh, God. You know, I can't even picture the map in my head how you'd do that.
Well, you'd go 80 to
down
12.
80.
And, yeah.
The 12 thing's what's really messed up, and you can never rely on it, although they widened it, what, 2 years ago, I think, or they're working on it anyway.
Well, you know, we'll have to give them the benefit of the doubt on the math there, but, you know, clearly that was the schedule, and he was, you know, he probably had to go one direction, she had to go the other direction, and the boys' school was on the way, and, you know, Dad was helping out. Let's hear it for Dad.
Like Heather said, I'm sure he's in the doghouse for quite some time. Wouldn't want to be him.
Well, not really. I mean...
you know, it worked out.
Somebody just handed me that Kim said, Kim McAllister, the reporter, they believe that the car was abandoned because there was a child in the back.
Well,
like,
course.
Uh-oh, crapola.
Yeah.
So...
That's happened before, too, where somebody carjacks a car, they jump in a car, and they find out there's a child in back. Heck, that's been a scene in more than one movie, right?
Well, sure, and you know what? It makes me think that somebody was casing the neighborhood anyway and probably already knew that they warm up their car, so they were probably thinking the kid's not in there, and I'm going to steal that car.
Well, it was a 2011 Toyota Corolla. Not a bad-looking car, but, you know, yeah, but... You know, that, and that this is probably one of those, you know, on the list of most stolen cars, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be willing to bet, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you very much, John Lubertini from the KGO News Center. So speaking of really bad things, check this out. Over the weekend, there was a woman on a Southwest Airlines flight, and they were going from Chicago to New Hampshire, and it got stuck. And I don't know. Something was going on that they were on the runway for a while, but apparently there was this guy sitting next to this woman and there was the middle seat incident. You know how that goes. And the woman that was on this flight from Chicago to Manchester, when the guy sat down next to her, he immediately went to sleep before the plane took off and they were sitting there waiting to leave forever. And he started snoring loudly. That's what really pissed the woman off so bad. She stabbed him in the arm with a pen. Oh, my God. Good God.
I would have thrown a peanut in his mouth or something, but she just
he was okay, but apparently pretty shocked, obviously. And by the way, of course they went, you know, they immediately went into their, you know, emergency mode. The plane turned around, went back to the gate, and she was thrown off.
Lies the genius of her plan.
And then because of her, okay, they had to go back to the gate. I don't know about charges, but the flight ended up leaving 2 more hours late.
Oh, my God. After they got him off the tarmac and back to the gate, they didn't let the people off?
Well, go back to this. I mean, so Yeah. Wonder what those people were thinking about her when they had to sit there for two more hours.
Probably she wasn't. To get the hell out of Dodge. Nothing to do with her incident.
Speaking
anyway.
Of flying, Heather, the worst, this is Heather Licious.
I couldn't believe this list. The eight worst types of kids on a flight. And I'm like, eight? Any kid on a, no.
That's not nice. You don't have kids.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's not on the list, though, is Peekaboo Child, because they're cute, the one that pops over the seat.
Yeah, you know what? And sometimes you think the most horrible thing's going to happen when a kid sits down to you and they sleep the whole way through. Or thank God
now
for...
And then you're like, oh, I'm such a bitch.
The iPad, and thank God for the iPhone, you can keep them busy nowadays.
Right.
So Expedia conducted a survey, and they came up with the worst types of kids on a flight. I don't know how you do that. Of course, anything can go from adorable to unbearable in no time flat. In a flying tube.
Flat.
Yes. So go ahead.
At the top of the list is my big one, the seat kicker. And so years ago, I was on a flight, and this kid's kicking my seat. And I'm like, this is not ending. And I swirled my head around, and I could see that the kid was old enough to, you know, understand English. And I just said, stop kicking my seat. That's really annoying. And the mom looked at me like, I don't know, just shooting daggers with her eyes. And I'm just like, I could have taken it up with her, but I think your kid understands words like stop and you're annoying.
I know.
And, you know, I took care of it. That's it.
Second, we're talking about worst types of kids on flights. The snobby kid. Some passengers find the first class business class section a place on the plane that would be a sanctuary from all the crying kids in the back. But more than ever, elite passengers, I can tell you, they're discovering that their seatmates are a little tyke who are fully aware that they're in the good seats and they have plenty to bitch about. Being bored, tired, flight's too long, blah, blah, blah. You know.
Shut up, you privileged little entitled little brat. You're going to see Grandma and she's going to spoil you with lots of toys and candy.
I really think that you're pushing your luck if you've got a problem, if you know the kid's not going to behave and you put him up there in first class. You know those people up there are going to be hating on you.
Oh, man, right?
Yeah.
Number three, of course, so obvious. It's probably the first thing you thought of, the screamer, crier, whiner. Enough said.
By the way, I think it's the parents that are most stressed out because they know this is going to happen, you know, so you have to feel a little bit, you know,
actually
empathy for them.
I mean, it's total pantomime, sure. So I can't do it, but try and find yourself Louis C.K. on YouTube talking about having his baby on a flight and a businessman peering over his newspaper at him and giving him this look like, you know, just shut up and just like a really mean look. The Louis C.K. joke's really funny.
Then there's the messy kid, the hyper-restless kid that runs up and down the aisle. I don't think they allow them to do that anymore, but thank God. The smelly kid, the chatty kid, and the ultimate nightmare kid. The ultimate nightmare kid is the one, you know, nobody wants to sit to. Well.
Smelly kid.
Smelly kid. But
bomb went off in the diaper.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
It's really no escaping that once it's happened.
Right. Yeah. You know, as you said, kicking your seat, complaining, you know, pooping themselves.
Let me tell you something, too. I have girlfriends and cousins who are flight attendants. And when you just hand a flight attendant like a balled up, filled diaper, not cool. Not cool at all.
We do have cool. We have the good news. It's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm Dr. Peter Pantagotakos, the hair doc. I've been doing hair transplantations for 40 years, and I've dealt with a lot of hairline recessions. Now with economic recession, I'm offering my patients a 10% discount on hair grafts, up to $1,000 for a limited time.
Hi, this is Mark Curtis. Image is important on television. When my hairline began to recede a lot, the first person I called was the hair doc.
For a free consultation, call us at 922-3344 or visit hairdoc.com.
Dr. Panagotakis is diamond certified.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. What I feel, I can't
say. Oh, we forgot about, but not really. Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. From Transformers fame. He's bitching and whining about being famous again. In an interview with Vanity, well, it's not Vanity Fair. Actually, it was Variety. He was asked how being a celebrity impacts his ability to create his art.
Wait, what?
he said, quote, "The craft of acting for film is terribly exclusively and comes with the baggage of celebrity, which robs you of your individuality and separates you. As a celebrity slash star, I am not allowed to be an individual. The celebrity slash star is the object of identification. You must become an enslaved body."
Jesus. You know, part of the problem with the stupid stuff celebrities say are, in fact, the journalists, that's in loose quotes, that ask the questions that lead to these dumb, boring interviews, and then they get put out there, and the headline is, "Did you hear what so-and-so said about such-and-such?" And it's just such a, the whole thing is such a nightmare. It's just a wheel of suckage.
His Maserati should have just unfolded itself and crushed him and bit him in half.
Okay, now he has done some movies I like, and I can't think of what it is at the moment. But
Rob Lowe was cool. He tweeted out, of course, the whole world came down on him for being such an ass. He said, "Yeah, it's so hard being famous. So very, very hard. Goodbye, everyone. I retire as well. Good night, Shia."
So I guess he was being sarcastic.
I hear he's,
What?
Draw your own conclusion. So here's the good news. So there's this girl named Mackenzie, and she turned 10 last week and wanted to have a birthday party near her home in Minnesota. It's this place in Minnesota near Minneapolis. So she suffers from a genetic disorder called Sotos syndrome, which causes a bunch of developmental issues and problems. So she didn't have many friends, and her mom realized none of the kids they invited to her party were going to show up. Uh-huh. So she posted it on Facebook on Friday and asked if anyone out there could bring their kids, just have some people there. And the next morning, there was a birthday party.
Sotos syndrome, it's a pretty rare genetic disorder on her tailbone. It's actually fused to her spine. You know, it causes giantism where their kids grow at a faster pace.
I have a hard time making friends in school, but thanks to all of you, my voice was heard. I love love you all.
Thank you for reminding us how we should treat each other every day.
I'll never forget. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Happy birthday, Mackenzie!
Happy birthday!
Guess how many people showed up? Over 300.
Are you kidding? Did they have enough Kool-Aid?
I don't know. How cool is that? Yes. And a woman even impersonated Elsa from the movie Frozen show. You know, was a show.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so that's good news. That's the good news.
When social media is used for good instead of evil, that's like my theme in life. You know?
And it doesn't all have to be a cesspool. All right, have a wonderful night. Enjoy your 420 while it lasts for another 2 hours and 5 minutes. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA10.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Come out
out to the park April 21st through the 23rd to watch the orange and black take on those bums in blue. Your first chance this season to give Puig, Kershaw, and their Dodger teammates a giant welcome. Great seats are still available Wednesday night, and the series closes out against our division rivals on Thursday afternoon for day baseball in the city. Grab your seats now at sfgiants.com/tickets. We are SF, we are Giant, and we are ready to beat LA.
It's competitive on game day. Add behind-the-scenes action, and you can count on your favorite station to do the heavy lifting. Now you can listen from your mobile device. Just download the free iHeartRadio app. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGORadio.com.